panic in any of your terminology will come up with the feeling that you are not worthy of it. So don't do it for Ray Rennick. Don't dread these things because of Ray Rennick. I just spent an incredible night with my own scribe here, asking the same thing the master teacher asked. Take this cup from me. Unable to understand, God takes nothing from you. You will give the cup back, or refuse to hold it, or whatever spiritual guidance you get in a given matter. But God will not do it for you. He will accept your resignation, and he will take that cup if you thrust it at him. But better not thrust the cup at him. Let's find some solutions for emptying the damn cup. And if you can hold strong so that you give them no reason to lock you away in a mental institution, then the easier it is for us to protect you. Are you listening to me, Ray?
I am.
I know. I said I was through with my lecture the first time I lied. You are not alone.
Thank you.
You are not alone. You're not alone in an isolated cell. That is when you can do your best communication. And then through the communication can come the suggestions for what ones outside can do. I can do nothing physically. I am bound because I must use your hands. And you are going to have to face the fact that while you are incarcerated, someone else has to be your hands. Don't bind theirs, or you bind your own. Now I'm going to get off this telephone and back onto my radio.
Thank you.
You hold strong, Ray. You are not alone. We are watching every move. And you've got ones here working as diligently as possible. You have tried for years to get your story out, and it's going. Let us not do anything to stop it. Blessing, son. Be at peace. You're doing good work. And stay in touch with Rick.
Okay.
He's the one that represents the paper to you, and that is the most protection you will have, is now that you are recognized in the contact, which is now recognized as an IRS approved, accepted is a better word, paper. So you're coming up in the ranks, and regardless of what appears to be, ones are too terrified yet to subscribe to it. So the subscription rate seems very low, but it is spreading through the world. And you have to know that your voice is being heard. So let's not silence it. Salut.
Now, keep trying.
You have anything, Rick, that you would like to say to him, please?
Please call me after the hearing on Monday, Ray, and let me know what's going on.
Okay, I'm still able to go out. Okay.
Okay, I think Lori's going to be there for support.
Okay.
And just remember what I told you. When you're evaluated, it's no time to try and convince anybody about what you believe.
I know. That's a big question.
Okay, take care.
Yeah, thank you all.
Bye. In love, son. Oh, the absolute pain of having to hang up that one little phone line. And yet, if he only understood how much audience he had, not just in here, but along that phone line. Oh my, for some of you in this room, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you to have to get socked like this, because we were going to have a little bit of a business meeting this morning again. And yet this is business. In this valley, this is business. And I'm trying more and more and more to shift away from being the one sole representative of this paper, so that the confusion, you know, one's objective, well, isn't that spiritual abandonment for you not to tell who you are? Why would I want to confuse an issue with little gray ETs or big tall atmospherians, when the truth cuts it quite well? You have ongoing sagas. Ian Fleming didn't write James Bond from his imagination, my people. He wrote it from the Crown's special forces. Don't kid yourself. Truth. Oh, my God. What is going on is so heinous that it is unthinkable. And so now he has given a perfect lead-in to what really has distressed Dharma over the night. It was just one thing piled on top of another. And just before she goes to sleep, Dr. Carlson, who was here, had brought a package of things, mostly provided by Mr. Green to Timothy Binder of the University of Science and Philosophy and other ones of Mr. Green's team. You see, when you blow with the wind and you serve, you claim to serve one, but you serve actually the other, you aid and abet in your own effort to protect your ego. And George Green not only was so intimidated, he didn't dare discount Hapton in the beginning when he left, that he told the world Hapton had left here to go with him. Everybody remember that, right? I'm saying it loud because I want Dharma to remember that. Because when people are telling you everything that's wrong with you, you have a tendency after a while to believe it, unless you balance it with what you know. Well, Dr. Carlson was concerned enough after receiving piles of information that pointed to this being a total lie in this place, dreamt up by E.J. and Doris Eckers. Can't even get the name right. And of course, all the good buddy friends in there piling it on. But there are enough of you out there who are willing not just to blindly follow. That is stupid. You have to look at everything involved. Dharma has to sit down and look at everything involved. Rick has to sit down and look at everything. Look at what is missing. Look at very carefully at what is said to the literal word and what is missing. And to do that, right now, I would like Rick to read this letter from Timothy Binder, who is president of the University of Science and Philosophy, does not live or very often even function at Swannanoa Palace. And yet he responds to Dr. Carlson. I respect Dr. Binder. How could that be? Because he doesn't have the foggiest damn notion what's happened to him. But he does not want to take on Hapton. You will note that too. And I want all of you who have been here from the beginning to remember some other times. There is one who comes through frequently, and now George offers his books also, and that is a Professor Deardorff. And you will remember when Deardorff wrote to George Green, laid all this crap out about Hatton, and then said, however, do not let Hatton respond to my letter because he can out-talk me. He can bury me. Well, thank you for the recognition that truth will do that every time. So please read that. I'll interrupt continually, so forgive me.
This is from the University of Science and Philosophy, dated July 30th, 1993, and it's addressed to Dr. Ronald S. Carlson, DDS, Honolulu, Hawaii. Thank you for your order for the original atomic suicide. If you compare it to the America West plagiarized version, you will see that it has not been a question of confusion on copyright infringement that has occurred. It was simply that copyright infringement of a massive scale occurred and had to be noted for that which it was and stopped if the university wanted to protect the integrity on all levels of the Russell's work. The Eckers could have easily written commentaries on the Russell work and arranged to sell the US&P books if they wished to simply get the information out to the public with their views added. It would have been much better for them and all concerned, including readers, if they had done this instead of choosing to try to pass it off as some extraterrestrials or discarnate entities work transmitted through Doris.
One. I think everybody sitting in this room realizes this is not little Dory blathering up here. And I don't think that you see me other than maybe as an energy form. Your babies see me. And maybe there is some exuding of energy from this being sitting in this chair. But I won't tell you, she is not here in this chair. If that isn't discarnate, then I don't know what is. Two. The statement is Doris and EJ could have easily sold. Doris and EJ have never sold a dime's worth of anything. They've gone in the hole considerably and become totally destitute because they didn't sell anything. Who sold? The publisher that was supposed to protect the authors. Go on, please. There are other points, but I don't want to be here till next week on this. A lot of other good stuff going on around here, but not there.
Fact is, she always had to have someone else's work before her to create virtually all of the journals.
That's right. She is not a discarnate energy. I said I would interrupt. Just pick up. Whenever I take a breath in her mouth, just go ahead and start.
Fact is, she always had to have someone else's work before her to create virtually all of the journals that she transcribed through Hatton. See the enclosed write-up that was sent me by a man who investigated the matter independent of my knowledge until I was sent a copy of the report by George Green. I'm sorry, that's not in there. I do know that what he is saying is true, as most of the information, but not all, had been drawn to my attention before by some of the individuals who had previous to the USNP also been plagiarized by Doris Eckers, but who just did not have the will to fight the injustice to the bitter end,
now,
no matter what the cost.
And I'm interrupting, Rick.
Such is ASSK Foundation.
Do you see the intent for distraction? In Rick Weber, in his work on all these infringements, number one, it's a little bitty pamphlet, and you have to remember there are 80 some odd journals out there. And say you have only 200 pages in a journal, which we never get that low anymore. What is that, 100 and... Somebody help me.
160 plus thousand.
Do you think that you, if you have a little pamphlet of infringement violations that you have gotten from the journals, mind you, the journals come out exactly like any periodical, once every 3 weeks about we make a journal. It is dated material. It is no different than Soldier of Fortune and a write-up on a given subject this month. This is not sitting down and plagiarizing James Bond's Goldfinger. I have said from the absolute onset, I will never ask my scribe to write that which is not public knowledge somewhere. Have any of you walked into a simple little bookstore lately? Try a big library. Try a little library. Why would Dorma go into a library and choose these particular subjects? She is afraid of them. She knows they will bring her misery. Why would she, who had never heard of Walter Russell, ever go into a library to plagiarize his work? That's missed. And all the examples given by Rick Weber of almost, which will tell you something else. As fast as she turns out work, do you think she has time to analyze a paragraph and change three or four words? If she's going to plagiarize, don't you think it would be easier just to plagiarize every word? We have done that. We have done that, and later, as one sent in the volumes, I can set her down and say, all right, sweetheart, you just, you know, this is information that must go there. If we do not have the work, I dictate it, and I dictate it right out of their book. I have never said anything else. I have said over and over again, where the truth is, I will use it. They never even mentioned the truth. Just that somebody stole their words. Then their words meant nothing. Do you hear me? Their words could not mean anything except greed and possessiveness. Well, what about the copyright laws? What about them? They are the biggest mechanism for censorship ever produced on your planet. For this very reason. You cannot get the truth if you cannot retell it. And yet you cannot even argue. Number one, they do not allow you to argue. You can take this to court and you never get to speak. 5 years over property. And these misspelled Eckers have never been able to speak before a judge. Except yes or no, in the most incriminating manner possible. When finally it was pushed into a jury, the judge said, "All right, you get your jury in here this afternoon and we will hear one thing. One thing I am reminding you before you leave for break. You bring that jury back here, I'm going to allow them to consider one thing, the fair rental value of the property the Eckers reside in." You never get to the issue. And you never, ever confront the party guilty. First of all, you discount the party. I have to tell you ones in this room what Dorma and Oberle E.J. were told by grandfather, that's God, at the very onset. They will ridicule, they will destroy credibility, and finally they will blame Space Command for everything that's going wrong and panic your nations. Well, you're about there. You're about to that one, the third one. When a lying, cheating, sniveling replica turncoat will get on a stage, turn against his people, and then come off a stage and reach over four rows of people to embrace Henry Kissinger, and that was Arafat, where all of these dignitaries have gathered to watch this farce take place. Man, this was celebration day. This was Kol Nidre day in its finest form. And how many things do you think sacrificed their lives to spill their blood to celebrate that one incident? You see, you must cement everything that you accomplish in blood. And this is why they say, by the spilled blood of the Lamb is your salvation. To mislead you again. You're not going to make it to heaven on blood of a man. Please go on, Rick.
This last sentence ended such as ASK Foundation. The truth eventually does come out in the end, I believe, for all of us, and no less so in this case. I feel sorry for the Eckers and for the Greens and all people who were deluded by this operation in all the ways it appears to have occurred, not just in the plagiarism of many people's materials, but in all the distortions that may have occurred in soliciting money, etc. The agony that they must at least sometime in time feel for having been deceptive to so many will be acute until an honest self-evaluation and transformation is accomplished. In less degree, the same will occur for the many followers when they realize their oracle was not what they thought it to be.
How many of you follow Doris Eckers? Well, you don't have to sniff her. Go on, Rick.
It will be perhaps a good lesson in the importance of going to the source of all information or knowledge for facts, and I mean that in all senses. For ultimate questions, go to the ultimate source and resist the temptations of the many intermediaries that promise all the easy access to God through them. That game has been going on for centuries, and for as many centuries there have been those resisting and slowly reforming it, i.e. Martin Luther and the Catholic Church's intermediary for forgiveness of sins. I am grateful that the Eckers advertised our book, Atomic Suicide, even if it was likely to spite George Green, who earlier decided to go honestly and sell our original, duly and honorably copyrighted materials in life. I am grateful that the Eckers advertised our book Atomic Suicide, even if it was likely in spite of George Green, who earlier decided to go honestly and sell our original, duly and honorably copyrighted materials in light of having been nailed along with the Eckers by the law. Perhaps they will finally know the light and decide to act with impeccable integrity and do the same.
You know what being nailed by the law means these days?
Yeah.
I wish them no ill will, but will not sit by and let them distort the truth, slander the university and the Russells' work, and steal from their legacy. I will take them to court as much as is necessary to end it. I share what I think are your feelings for the reasons behind our economic problems, etc. Paul Fisher of the Fisher Pen Company has been a patient of mine and was on our US&P board until a few years ago. Paul has offered the plan to restore the Constitution and get us all out of debt many years ago, and it was through him that I met Bo Greitz when I spoke at Freedom Call 90 in Las Vegas.
Sir, can't resist. Freedom Call 90 had the backing of the Libertarian Party until Paul Fisher became the one with Bo Greitz pressing Freedom 90. And Paul did resign so that he could run for office, a political office. I respect Paul Fisher, and I resent what happened to him out of that particular involvement. On the other hand, let us look at what you just heard. Paul Fisher was my patient. Isn't that interesting? Paul Fisher was a card-carrying communist. How do we know that that accusation is true? Because he said so. He owns Fisher Pen, and he was supporting Bo Greitz because Bo really didn't have anything, and this was being pushed and the thrust being made to, quote, reclaim your Constitution. Now, does Paul Fisher know what's going on? I doubt it, because, you see, we get so important that we don't hear the truth anymore. We hear what we want to hear. But when that meeting came off, and this, oh my, this is when E.J. met Bo Greitz. The Libertarian Party sent out a notice that they would not support even that meeting because of the involvement and how false that seemed to a patriot movement. Well, I'm not a libertarian either. I hesitate to say what I'm going to, because I know that immediately Ed Clear will be on his feet to take the next hour. And I'm not going to let him do that yet. But we have a center. And you move to the right, you move to the left. And I say, no, you do not. You move away from God and back. That's all the directions there are. If, in fact, God be your center. I don't belong to parties. I don't sanction. And you can watch, and then the final thing is always violence, force. You know, we're going to do it even if we have to. And this was Bogart. If we don't win with the ballot this year, we will fight in 96 with a bullet. You will not win with a bullet. And obviously, you couldn't win with a ballot. You'll win with a pen, even if it's a fissure pen. I'm not against anybody, and I certainly am not against the University of Science and Philosophy as the outlet for Walter Russell's work. And Dorma wishes she had never heard of Walter Russell. She hadn't, and she liked it that way. And you don't need Walter Russell, but you need the incident involved here. You need to come into your own confirmation that we're not a bunch of idiots passing out little seances. If you want some good, insightful readings on yourself, go to Maya. Don't come to Hatan. She picks up the energy. And she can pretty well begin to see about you. I am not a fortune teller. And quite frankly, neither is she as such. Go ahead. This is going to be too long if I just continue this.
I spoke on environmental issues, but I'm well aware of and support the economic and political issues that were raised there. That is another aspect of the Eckers, green theft of literary material and slander that has been unfortunate. Much of what they were saying, not all, was good, and what I believed in. But not only was so much of it stolen material with no credit given to the real sources, but much was put in a ridiculous light by association with incredible distortions of the truth. It was almost enough to make me think that it was deliberately put out by the powers that be.
It was.
To make it look ridiculous and turn people away from considering the truth of our economic system, our energy production and possibilities, and a new concept of the universe, God, and balanced human relations. Well, enough of my comments about the case with Eckers and Greens. I thank you for sharing your materials in regards to dental health, nutrition, amalgams, etc. In time, I will read it all. I am familiar with the same and advise my patients to always seek out a dentist of your caliber and obvious caring character. Wish that you practiced in Montana or Colorado, as especially in Montana, none of such knowledge and convictions are nearby. Until we perhaps may meet again in correspondence, in the flesh or in spirit, I remain faithfully yours, Dr. Timothy Binder.
Well, we're missing something.
Any other one? The one to all those who have written?
Yes, it probably would be. I want where they're listed 1, 2, 3, mentioning the Brookings Institute, etc. And the denials. I want you to hear. Number one, I want you to hear the denials. And they are so obviously specific that it's important for you to know the Brookings Institute. It is the top arm of the Tavistock Institute of Brain Manipulation Programs. They would not go down there to Mr. Binder and say, "Dear Timothy, we are the Brookings Institute." Now, they might come through a foundation of some kind. You see, when you talk corporations, etc., a good, shrewd manipulator like Satan would never, never make an error. But the clues are always there. Watch the clues in this letter. What is missing? You will find no mention of MI6, for instance. You will find no mention of John Coleman, for instance. See what you don't hear, you who know what has gone on. Do you have it somewhere?
This is a letter from the University of Science and Philosophy dated 8/30/93, and the title of the letter is "To All Who Have Written in Regards to the Slanderous Allegations by Doris Eckers, a.k.a. Hatton." Dear friends.
So what? I hide behind her.
Signed by Timothy Binder. So. Dear friends, the facts of the university's case against the Phoenix Institute, America West Publishers, George and Desiree Green, and Doris and E.J. Eckers are not as you have been told by Doris and possibly others in the Phoenix Liberator or its successor, The Contact. I will outline them for you as succinctly as I can, and you may make your own judgment after considering the university's side as well. Fact number one. There are about 9 Pleiades Connections series of journals that were all plagiarisms of 3 of the Russell's books and their extensive home study course. These books were and still are under the copyright by the university. One of these is copyrighted under a new corrected by Dr. Russell himself edition. The home study course was under copyright at the time Doris first plagiarized the material from the course. It subsequently next year expired. One of the books copied by Doris was claimed to be an early version of the corrected copy by Dr. Russell himself, titled A New Concept of the Universe, which was copyrighted in 1989 by USMP.
Mind you, it was not copyrighted prior to that, and it was written in like 1926.
The court has seen the documentation showing Dr. Russell's and Lyle Russell's bequeathing the copyright ownership to the University of Science and Philosophy, which they both founded, to continue the dissemination of their message. The court has ruled that these copyrights are legitimate and that the books that were allegedly written by Hatton were in fact plagiarisms of the Russell material.
That has never been decided. There has never been a hearing on it yet. An injunction was handed down by the court to hold these books. Only 4 books out of now 80 volumes are even remotely in question. But there are 5 volumes having given credit to Dr. Russell for the input, and I took it and Germaine took it and said, these are the only ways you are ever going to treat AIDS and these other man-made viruses with light frequency. And then we backed it up with what light is and who God is. And your own healing mechanism. They objected because Dr. Russell's name was on it. But Mr. Binder forgets to mention it, doesn't he? 5 of the books were not even really in question. They wanted Dr. Russell's name removed because he received from God and these ones received from ETs. And the courtroom breaks up. And then the little clerks back here having a ball of the month And the judge, having great sport with these old people sitting there, playing to his little field of puppets, they wrote the order. He simply signed it. And it had nothing to do with whether or not it was actually, in fact, plagiarism. He said, we put it on hold to the trial, and we just put these books into prison. We banned the books for now. So this is a lie. There has been no hearing. This is, there's been no hearing on the property. Go on, please.
This is a very long sentence, so I'll start that one again. The court has ruled that these copyrights were legitimate and that the books that were allegedly written by Hatton were in fact plagiarisms of the Russell material, and in a preliminary injunction ruled that those that plagiarized Russell's books still under copyright could no longer be sold, and that those using the expired material had to at least give the source of the material, which is Dr. Walter and Lau Russell and the university. Not that this information was new or was coming from a discarnate entity named Saint Germain, spelled wrong, Sananda, and some extraterrestrial in a spaceship named Hatton.
Well, it's interesting to note that most of Sananda's quote input was coming from Desiree. So Doris gets credit for all of it. Plus the fact that it seems to be a lack of information giving that the judge himself, and this was just reinforced, I'm a little sorry Gene's missing this, because I wanted to give him a little credit. He attended that conference where Mr. Methvin wanted a lot more money for having sold these ones down the tubes. And Doris reminded him that there was something really amiss. The judge didn't even know what to do. And Mr. Methvin repeated then what happened. Well, that's right, Your Honor. I mean, you know, to these groups. Your Honor said, well, is it that you want more credit? You want more recognition. That's what you're asking these ones to do with these books. That lawyer was on his feet. Oh, absolutely not. Our people want no association with these people. We do not want more credit. We want everything removed. Oh, well, but you just said. And then the judge is in such a state of confusion, he just slaps an injunction on him and says, you know, we'll meet about this later. So even the University of Science and Philosophy didn't know what they wanted, and poor Mr. Buchanan, their lawyer, had no idea what they wanted. And he had his smooth, slick, typical Mr. Horn there making the first presentations. Nobody knew their right hand from the left. The own attorney here representing the Eckers had never even seen the books. And even one of the fellow attorneys had to say, well, you mean you did not go in? You haven't read these books? And he said, well, no, because they have written all these plagiarism points, which had to be maybe 14 out of, let's see, nine times two is what? 1,800 pages, and at the most being considered was a 200-page volume. And the attorney did not even lay eyes on the book until these ones met him in court that day. How can you have a case? George heard what they said, and he tried to get those five books released that only needed, one of them just needed a little half-inch sticker to cover Dr. Russell's name. The other needed a little 2x3 paragraph that said, some of the information in this book is from Dr. Russell, Walter Russell's work. And the Ecker said, leave the books in court. Doesn't sound like that from this gentleman, does it? And the books and the words are absolutely unimportant. This is your life, kingdom of heaven. This is the way one's claimed to want truth out there, but when it is brought out there, this is what they do to the truth bringers. In the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven is the last kingdom on your globe with a prayer of achieving freedom. You don't have it. You don't have as much freedom as Ray Rennick does, and that's sad. That.